For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Today on Sticks In, quick show. We're going to go through the weekend college slate. We're going to pick all the games and everything. We can talk a little bit about some of the things that happened during the week and some players and teams that are trending in certain directions as we go. I'll also give you a couple games to watch outside of the D1 world. The D2 and D3 worlds have some outstanding games. And, of course, the NLL season is getting ever closer to the playoffs, and fortunes are changing every weekend now. So let's get into it. Everybody, two sticks in. My name is Dan Arestia. I am glad you're here. You might be able to tell by the sound of my voice. I don't know. I think I sound horrible, but if you don't think so, then maybe I sound fine. But I am pretty under the weather. It has been a rough week for me, but I still wanted to try and get the podcast out. So we're going to keep it kind of short and sweet so I can try and get a little bit of rest for the weekend. But we're going to get right into the college slate for the weekend here. Let's just start it up with the games that are going on today. This Friday, wonderful positive Friday that I'm sure will bring nothing but better feeling for me. First game up for the weekend, Merrimack and UMass Lowell. The Mac beat NJIT a week ago, which I think I can say that's a pretty good win for them. It's been a rough year for them. Lowell, it's been a rougher year. They're winless. Lowell has yet also, I don't think they have 10 goals in a game yet. So they've scored more than 6 goals in a game just once since March 1st. It has been rough. The line here is Merrimack -7.5. That's a lot. And usually when you get two teams that are kind of, you know, a little bit on the downside, then it sometimes is where you would maybe want to take the big line. But given how much Lowell has struggled to score, I'm going to take the Merrimack line here. I'm going to take Merrimack -7.5. It's kind of scary, but I'm going to do it. Mercer in Utah. As of the moment I was putting the pod together, I didn't see a line for this yet. All the other games had lines up, but Mercer Utah's, I think, was late to the party, unless I just missed it. But 4 straight wins for Utah. They've covered in 3 of them. The one that they didn't was when they pushed. They beat Lindenwood by 12 in a game where they were favored by 12. They're cruising through a Sun play right now. I haven't seen a line. I think it would need to be 10-plus goals for me to think Mercer. So I'm going to take Utah here. Last Friday game, Bucknell and Lemoyne. Bucknell is a 4.5 goal favorite. They lost to Loyola in a close one. The Bucknell the Bison have covered in each of their last 3 games. They have a winning record against the spread. They play tough opponents close for the most part, basically, this year. Lemoyne's most recent game was that Yale game, which feels like it's eons ago. That's because it was back on March 26th. It feels longer than that with all the lacrosse that's been played since, but it's a long stretch with no game. It's kind of the just unfortunate part of Lemoyne coming up this year and being an independent, because that means they have no conference schedule. And so they have no conference opponents to play, but everybody else in the country is playing their conference schedule right now. So it just becomes very difficult to find games at this time of the year. So Lemoyne does not have a packed schedule to close things out. When conference play comes, it's for Lemoyne next year, it'll be great. But for this year, it's tough. The few weeks off, basically, with no game is brutal. So I'm going to take Bucknell here, -4.5. I will probably tune in, honestly, to some of that Mercer-Utah game once I see what the line is. It's a fun season. It's not March Madness anymore. We need an April name. We'll call it April... What rhymes with April? April Anarchy. In the A-Sun. A lot of A's. That works. That tracks. Detroit Mercy and Air Force start the Saturday slate for us. Mercy got a pretty brutal beating from Jacksonville during the week this week. Air Force has been good. They've been in recent form that's been really impressive, to be honest. They've won 5 straight since A-Sun play started. They've got wins over Utah and Bellarmine in there. It's an 8-goal line, but I kind of like the hot Falcons in here. I did not think I would be maybe looking at a situation where Air Force wins the A-Sun this year, but they look like they could, man. They're giving everybody a game. Robert Morris and Queens. Queens lost to Cleveland State this week. Bobby Moe fell in a close one to Bellarmine. Robert Morris has not been impressive to me this year. I know they lost their OC, but the only time this year where they were really a big favorite in a game was against Detroit Mercy, and they were 6.5-goal favorites. And I think they won that game in overtime. So, Robert Morris in a big line, I can't trust it. And this is Bobby Moe minus 5.5. I'm going to take Queens plus 5.5. I don't even get a feeling like that's a winner, but I just can't justify taking Bobby Moe with a bunch of goals right now. Bellarmine and Cleveland State. Bellarmine beat Bobby Moe, as we just said, midweek. Cleveland State beat Queens. This is the reverse of that game we just did. Bellarmine's a 4.5-goal favorite here. They're on a nice little homestand. I'm going to go with Bellarmine in this one comfortably. Bryant and Vermont. Bryant's won 3 straight. They got a nice win against Albany that, you know, they held off the Danes. Vermont just hasn't been as consistent as they need to be this year. And they lost a lot of guys this year. I know it's kind of, they have some younger guys playing. They're, you know, the portal, I think, had them lose a couple of guys. But they have yet to win 2 games in a row this year. They lost last week to Binghamton and OT in the McKay Bowl. But they also have a win over UMass. So, like, you know, you try and get a read on Vermont. It's hard right now. I'm going to take UVM here, getting the goals. I think there's a really good face-off battle in this one between Nathan Alibert and Henry Dodge for UVM. I think this game could go the way the winner of that matchup goes, because they've both been very good this year. Dodge had a tough schedule to start the season, kind of took his lumps a little bit, but has been really, really good some weeks. Has been an America East face-off specialist of the week a couple times. So face-off battle in that one is a sneaky good one if that's your poison for the weekend. Wagner and Canisius is next. Canisius is 3.5-goal favorite in this one. Wagner had a nice stretch in March where they covered in 4 straight, and they covered midweek against LIU. So they've been decent against the spread. It's been fun to take Wagner getting a ton of goals, but I'm going to take Canisius in this one. I'm going to take Canisius minus 3.5. The line isn't big enough for me to take Wagner. I like to take the team like Wagner when it's like 9-10 goals. 3.5, I won't do it. Delaware and Stony Brook. Delaware is a 4-goal favorite here. Last week, Stony Brook beat Drexel. Delaware is on a 3-game winning streak against some conference opponents. You know, some good, some whatever. Delaware is a good team. Delaware is a talented team. But they're also a team that only beat Hofstra by 3 goals. They can play these CAA, these conference games tight. I'm going to take the goals for that reason. I'm going to take Stony Brook plus 4 against Delaware. Fairfield and Monmouth. Fairfield is a 1.5-goal favorite at plus money. I think I'm on the Stags. I've put together, they've put together some decent games this year. They have a new OC. They had a lot of personnel movement via the portal in the offseason. They lost 2 really good players who transferred to Ohio State. They have some new guys in, some young guys in, but they have a good mix of returning vets too. So when you have all that kind of stuff, you can kind of get some interesting performances from week to week sometimes, but I think they've ironed it out a lot, and I think they've handled it, and I think they've played pretty well. So I'm going to take the Stags here, minus the 1.5. Hampton and Towson. Towson is a 19-goal favorite against Hampton this week. But you know what? Hampton has covered in 3 straight. Give me all 19 of those goals. I'm taking Hampton plus 19 against Towson. Hobart and St. Joe's. St. Joe's a 4.5-goal favorite. I think the Hawks are peaking right now. I'm going to get so obnoxious if they really catch fire. It's going to be so great. I can't wait. I've got the Hawks peaking right now, folks. Be careful. Give me St. Joe's minus the 4.5. Please don't lose St. Joe's. Jacksonville and Lindenwood. Jacksonville is an 11.5-goal favorite here. There might be some weird math involved in this one because the total is 21.5. So I don't know. One of those seems to me like there should be easy money in there somewhere, but I'm not smart enough with this to figure it out. The Dolphins have won 7 of their last 8. The loss they have in there is that close one they had to Utah. I like their form right now. I will take Jackson to cover the 11.5 against Winlesswood, against Lindenwood, who has not won a game yet. Penn State and Michigan. Michigan is a 3.5-goal underdog against the Nittany Lions. They're coming off that tough loss to Rutgers. their second loss in a row. Penn State also coming off a loss, their second loss in a row. Two teams who really, you just kind of need this game, right? You need this to get a good vibe in conference play right now. You need this game. Nittany Lions had a fourth quarter lead they could not protect against Hopkins a week ago, though. That was a tough one for them. I started the year very bullish on Penn State, and in my mind, I think you got to stick to your principles. I'm still very high on Penn State. I think they can be a deep tournament team. I'm going to take them here. I'm going to take Penn State minus the 3.5 against Michigan. Mount St. Mary's and Sacred Heart and the Shoe. Sacred Heart's minus 6. I'm slamming Sacred Heart. I don't know how anybody could not right now. They are destroying people. They beat Quinnipiac midweek outright as an underdog, extending their current win streak to 7 games, and they have covered in every single one. And they're doing it with everybody. Lose Salmicio for the year, one of their best offensive players, no worries. The production has not dipped the tiniest bit on that offense. Luke Romanek facing off 58%. They're getting excellent goalkeeping. There's good senior leadership on their offense. There's good senior leadership on their back end. I said it on social. I think they might be the hottest team in lacrosse right now, Sacred Heart. I'm not kidding. They deserve more recognition and more people watching their games. Tune into some Sacred Heart. They're doing some fun lacrosse over there right now at the Shoe. I am hammering Sacred Heart minus 6. Quinnipiac and VMI. Bobcats minus 4.5. They lost to that red hot Sacred Heart team last week. Or this week, I should say, midweek. I'm going to be on the Bobcats. I still think they're a pretty good team. I like them a whole lot more than I like VMI. So I'm going to take Quinnipiac minus the 4.5. Army, Navy. One of my favorites in all of college sports. The teams can be good, bad, anything in between. This game will be good. The crowd will be huge. This year it's up at West Point. I'm assuming I'm going to be feeling better because I am planning to go with my family just as fans enjoying the sights and sounds of the game. Mikey Stadium is one of my favorite places to watch a game. If you can ever get there, if you have the means to get there, it's not too far for you. Get there for a game. Lacrosse, football, whatever. Get there for a game. I believe the plan is for it to be a whiteout for Army, so the crowd could look pretty cool too. Hopefully the weather is good. To the game itself, Army coming off the tough loss to Colgate. Navy squeaking out a win last week against Lafayette. In truth, at this point, I think it's about playing for Patriot League tournament positioning between these two. Patriot League is going to be a one-bid league. It just looks like. You look at the RPI standings and where these teams are and what their resumes are like. If you're in the Patriot League and you want to go to the big dance, you need to win the league. Win the conference and watch at home like I do. Army is a 4.5 goal favorite here. I think Army wins this game. I think they win at home. But, I mean, it's Army-Navy, man. It's a scrap. I have to take 4.5 goals here. So give me Navy to cover and Army to win this game. BU and Lafayette. Terriers coming off that midweek close loss to Yale. Talking about that game for a second, obviously it's a shootout kind of game. Like, both these offenses are great. I think you got what you expected to get from the game. I thought Perfetto was outstanding on the offensive end for BU. I got to check and see if he's draft eligible for the PLL, but like, he's one of those guys who is if he is in the draft this year, is going to go late or not go at all and then be somebody's, oh, where did this guy come from? Because he's not getting the pub he deserves right now. I think Perfetto is an exceptional player on that offense for them. You know, in games where teams focus on Vince Dialto or try and limit Dialto, Perfetto says, thank you very much, and carves you up. I think the story of that game to me was BU just got a rough game from their goalie. They have a young goalie, and he's not going to play great every week. He's played some really good games this year, just kind of had a down game, and it was a tough day to have a down game. So back to this one anyway. BU is a 5.5 goal favorite over Lafayette. I think BU can hang with plenty of teams. I think they're scary. I think BU is going to smoke Lafayette. So I'm going to take the Terriers here to win this one comfortably. Hofstra-Drexel. Hofstra is a plus 1.5 on just terrible value. Even money on the money line, though. They're at home for this game. They've lost 6 of their last 7. Their last win was that OT win against Monmouth. This is, you know, that rough streak is after they got out to a pretty good start to the year. But they've been pretty good against the spread lately. Drexel has covered once in their last 6, and they did it by the hook. So I'm going to take Hofstra here. I think I would even take Hofstra on the money line and even money. I think this is a very winnable game for Hofstra. I am way too high on Hofstra this year. I know that, but I would take Hofstra to win this game. Penn and Harvard. Harvard comes in off of a win against Dartmouth, but they had lost the three straight before that. Penn lost to Yale a week ago. Yale, Cornell, and Penn, all 3-1 in conference. It might come down to some of these tiebreakers. If Penn has designs on hosting the Ivy tournament, they need to win this game. They need to keep pace with Yale and Cornell. Harvard's in the same boat. If they want to get hot and try and get to the top of the standings, I don't think Harvard could lose another game if it wants to host. If it even is still mathematically possible. I got to go look. But the Penn defense, the goaltending has been outstanding this year. I think Sam King and Brendan Lavelle will have a great battle in this one. Sam King has matched up with some great defenders this year and gotten the better of a lot of them. He's scoring a ton of points, man. Harvard's plus 1.5. I like the Crimson here in a rock fight. So give me Harvard plus 1.5 against Penn. Holy Cross and Loyola. Loyola's won 3 in a row. This is the heaviest favorite they've been all year. It's Loyola minus 8. They have not been good against the spread, though. Holy Cross has played Lehigh to a 2-goal game a week ago. So take that for what it's worth. I don't know what to make of Lehigh right now. They're a tough team to read. I think the 8-goal line is just too much for me. So I'm going to take the Crusaders. I'm going to take Holy Cross plus 8 to stay within 8 of Loyola. But I assuredly will regret that. But give me Holy Cross plus 8. NJIT and Albany. Albany's a 3.5 goal favorite. NJIT sort of turned into a pumpkin here. They've lost 4 straight. Albany lost to Bryant a week ago. The America East is an interesting conference right now. There are quite a few teams in there who can win it, who have the talent and have the ability to win it. If Albany wants to, I think they need this one. So I'm not giving up the ship. Highlanders. I will take NJIT plus 3.5. I will ride this thing till the wheels come off. They might be off. I'm riding it anyway. Highlanders plus 3.5. UNC and the Q's. The Orange are a 3.5 goal favorite visiting North Carolina. Heels have lost 3 straight, starting with that loss to High Point and then to Army and then to UVA. So, like, you know, 2 of those 3, you might have just expected them to lose, but they've lost 3 straight. They now sit at 6-5. It has been a pretty underwhelming year for UNC, I think. Their best win right now, Penn. Solid. Pretty solid win, right? They have not beaten anybody else of note. A win against Q's would change that, but the Orange have dropped 2 straight. Notre Dame and Cornell, not exactly lightweights. I think I'm going to take Q's here. We'll have to find out if Pat March is on the sideline for this game. We'll have to see. But I'm going to take the Q's minus the 3.5 here. I like them to cut up this this UNC defense pretty good. St. Bonaventure and UMass. UMass lost to St. Joe's last week. Their 5 games before that St. Joe's game were all 1-goal games. Wins over Hobart and Albany, losses to Brown, Rutgers, and UVM. All 1-goal games. It's tough to feel good about a big line and UMass right now. But I don't trust the Bonnies at all. 7 goals and UMass, ugh, but I'm going to do it. Give me UMass minus 7 against the Bonnies. St. John's, Villanova. Villanova lost to Providence a week ago. St. John's lost to Denver. The Johnnies had won 2 straight before that. They've been in decent shape in recent weeks. They have not looked too bad. They're at home. I'm going to take the goals. I'm going to take St. John's plus 7. That's a big enough line for me. I've been low on Villanova all year, I know. I'm going to stay true to my guns here. So give me St. John's plus 7. Binghamton, UMBC. Binghamton got a win a week ago, making it 3 straight. UMBC has won 3 of their last 4. Some are impressive, like the win over Bryant. The 1-goal loss to Albany is probably really impressive. Binghamton's hot right now. I might even take them outright, but I'm definitely going to take Binghamton plus 2 here. So give me Binghamton plus 2. Denver and Georgetown. Big East supremacy on the line in this one. Denver's a 1.5 goal favorite at home, hosting the Hoyas. The Pios smacked St. John's last week. Georgetown took care of business against Marquette. They won like 11-8. Not like a mega convincing one, but 8 in a row now for Georgetown. Started 0-2, they're now 8-2. Denver only has losses to Yale and Duke. So they're also very good. But somebody's getting their first Big East loss in this one. The game should be very fun. I think Peter Barton's going to be packed. That's such a good venue. Peter Barton's going to be packed for this. I think the young Ty Banks versus vet J.J. Silstrop will make for a very compelling matchup. I think Stathicus at the faceoff spot is the difference. I'm going to take the goals here. Give me the Hoyas plus the 1.5 in a close one that Denver wins by a goal. Brown versus Princeton. Bruno's plus five. Brown is a one-win team right now, folks. One win. Ugh. Not pretty. But this is the kind of game where they show up and scare you, maybe? Do they have one of those in them? Can they dig down and find that game? Maybe. I can't read this team. I definitely do not think they're good enough to win this game. Maybe I'll eat my words. Princeton has three straight wins. Ivy tournament position is at stake. I'm going to take the Tigers minus the five here. Siena and Manhattan. Siena's plus 1.5 coming off the midweek loss to Marist. Manhattan also lost midweek. They played LIU. Both those losses by a goal because this conference has just been so good. But I'm going to take the goals here. Give me the Saints. Marquette and Providence. Providence got a solid win last week against Villanova. Marquette played the Hoyas really close. I think, you know, it suggests to me these teams are in decent form of late. Marquette is also 1-7 over their last eight. And the one win in there is the Bonnies, is St. Bonaventure. It's like, that's about as cold as a team could be. And they're also cold against the spread. Providence plus 1.5 is the line. I can see them winning outright. So give me the Friars plus 1.5. Dartmouth, Yale. Yale is on the road here and is an 8.5 goal favorite. I'm going to take Yale here, but we'll talk something else. People are rightfully, finally, putting Brandau's name in the Tewaritan conversation. He's crushing points per game right now. He's up near 7. He owns the Yale career record book. Points, goals, assists, all his. I don't want to hear about how he's had extra time. It's crap, because he's been there for this many years or whatever. He did it in fewer games than Ben Reeves. He broke the records. He played fewer games. I continue to have the contention that while, you know, the PLL and some other folks keep calling this a three-player draft, and every big graphic you see is going to have O'Neal and Schellenberger and Kavanaugh on it, it's a four-player draft, and Brandau deserves to be up there. He is an elite-level pro day one. Soapbox dismount. Give me Yale minus the 8.5, and Matt Brandau to keep torching people. Colgate and Lehigh. Colgate's coming off the massive win against Army. Raiders have won 4 of 5. They've covered in their last 5. They are hot. They are minus 2.5 here. Lehigh beat Holy Cross close last week and also just beat Bucknell by a goal. But they also played Princeton close. So, I mean, it's tough with Lehigh's, you know, they're in the first year with a new coach and they have some talent there, though. They just keep playing people close. It's the Patriot League. Recent trends, be damned. Sorry, Colgate. I'm going to take Lehigh getting the goals. Give me Lehigh plus 2.5 to stay close with Colgate. High Point and Richmond. Richmond is 4.5 goal favorite here. They come off wins against St. Bonaventure and Hobart by blowout margins. Surprise, surprise. High Point beat up the Bonnies last week. The spread here, again, 4.5. I'm going to take the Panthers. They have been bad as an underdog, but I have a feeling this could be a close one. Could be a good one even. So give me High Point plus the 4.5. Marist and LIU. Marist is minus 1.5 here. Both teams coming off one goal midweek wins. This is a big one. Marist at home, they've won 2 in a row. This is the last home game of their regular season. I am on the Foxes here, minus 1.5. It's at plus money. So if you're actually making bets and you think there's going to be value, there actually is some value there for Marist. Maryland and Rutgers. Terps have won back-to-back Big Ten games. They've taken down Penn State and Ohio State. Just doing Maryland stuff at the right time. What else is new? They had a tough March. It's April. Time to turn it on. Terps are turning it on. Luke Weirman's going to be critical in this game, as he is for them every week. They seem to go how he goes. I think he gets the better of Rutgers. I think the Terps keep gaining steam towards the postseason. I'm going to take Maryland minus 3 against the Scarlet Knights. That ends Saturday. Sunday is just 3 straight bangers. I will say this. They are timed the way I want every weekend timed. Like, this schedule is perfect. 12:30. Notre Dame Cornell. Big ACC game, 2 o'clock, Duke UVA. 7 o'clock nightcap on BTN. Doesn't get better. That's the triple header you dream about right there. In the utopian world where lacrosse rules all sports, this is what I want weekends to look like. Like this Sunday that's coming up. Notre Dame Cornell is the first game. Neutral site of note there. Cornell's plus 4.5. Notre Dame has won 5 straight. They very much look the part of the best team in the country right now. I don't know if Cornell's defense is ready and equipped to handle the depth that Notre Dame will bring on offense, where that they can just decide which guy is going to really be the one that damages you. I'm going to take the Big Red, though. to try and win a track meet or a high-scoring kind of game, but come up short. So give me Cornell plus the 4.5 in this one. Duke UVA, Duke a home underdog at horrendous value, but they are getting plus 1.5. They're getting 1.5 goals. They lost last week to the Irish. Last week, UVA thoroughly handled UNC. Cavs have won 7 in a row. This might be the most interesting game of the weekend. O'Neal will need to be productive for Duke to win. If he gets limited by UVA, the talk about his big game performances is only getting louder. From now until Memorial Day, it will only get louder. I like the way UVA's defense matches up here. I feel like this game could be decided in the midfield. I feel like guys like Aiden McGuire, Jack Gray, Noah Chismar, Chase Yeager are keys in this game. SSDM play is going to be massive when you play offenses this good. I'm going to take UVA to win the game. I'm going to take Duke to cover. Ohio State Hopkins, Sunday night, nightcap in primetime. Ohio State Hop, oh, so good. Hopkins is a 3-goal favorite in this one. Ohio State has a defense to keep things close with everybody, even without Van Buren, who they've, you know, they've been without most of the year or whatever. The Buckeyes' defense has been really good. They want to play the 6v6, the slow game. Hopkins can play that way, but I think they'll need some transition goals to be the difference here. I am on Ohio State to cover in this one. I believe the line is 3. Yeah, 3. Hopkins is a 3-goal favorite. Ohio State plus 3 is my play in that one. Looking elsewhere around the world in college lacrosse, D2 game of the weekend for you. It has to be Wingate and Limestone. Wingate has a player of the year candidate in Willie Greco. Limestone has been blowing teams out with the exception of defending champ LRU, who they beat by a goal. Zach Terry, I think, is up to 55 goals for Limestone, which is top 5 in college lacrosse across all divisions. The SAC is right up there with the NE10 for the most competitive conference in D2. For sure. This game should be a beauty. So Wingate Limestone, you can try and find. That'll be a free stream, I believe. D3 game of the weekend for you. If I had to pick, there's a couple of really good ones, but I think it's SWAT and Dickinson. Swarthmore and Dickinson. SWAT's 9-1. Dickinson's 10-1. Both their losses to really good teams. Von Mabs is an excellent player and a party starter for SWAT. Dickinson has some really good balanced scoring. They've got a pair of 20 goal scorers on that team, and Owen Porter and Matt Thurston. It's going to be a good one. The next game I'd probably be most interested in D3 is Bowdoin Amherst. That's on Sunday. NLL-wise, playoff time, man. Only a couple weeks left this week and next week. Philly and Vegas officially out. 4 spots locked up by Toronto, San Diego, Albany, and Georgia. Everybody whose name you didn't just hear is playing for those last 4 spots. It's a lot of teams playing for 4 spots. Every game's huge. I guess the key game, or the game that I'm going to make sure I really check out this weekend, the first one is New York and Vancouver. Warriors are home for the Riptide. The Warriors are red hot, man. I mean, they spent the entire year at the bottom of everybody's power rankings, and all of a sudden they have 7 wins. They have been on fire. They may even charge their way in a playoff spot. This is a loser leaves town game to me. New York-Vancouver is a playoff game before the playoffs, so treat yourself to that one. And then Calgary-Buffalo, same as above, but I mean, they all are right now, really. Buffalo is, you know, they're looking safe. They're not mathematically a lock. Calgary cannot afford to lose a game. This game is in Bandit Land, and I think it's sold out. You're going to have 19,000 plus on hand for that game. That crowd is going to be awesome as they look to see their Bandits clinch and Calgary look to keep their season alive. That's going to be great. Those games are must-see TV this weekend. Make time for those on your evenings. That's going to be it for today. I know it's a quick one. I'm going to try and recover in time for Army-Navy this weekend and be back full strength next week as we get to the end of conference play, conference tournament time, and it's going to be Memorial Day before we know it. It's crazy how fast it goes, but thank you for coming back and for sticking around with me, and we will see you next time.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.